I'm Laura Winters.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong. But I'm ending it.
The latest Fox News power rankings have the state of Georgia leaning red this election cycle. Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
President Biden used the term illegal during his State of the Union address Thursday night, and then walks the word back during a sit-down interview with MSNBC, saying he should have used the word undocumented when referring to the illegal alien from Venezuela.
You used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lakin Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. I should have, it's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that his, the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing, we have to control the border and a more orderly flow, but... I don't share his view at all.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden says he is still hoping to have a ceasefire in place in the Middle East prior to the start of Ramadan. Biden says his CIA director is conducting last-minute talks in Israel. The Muslim holiday starts Sunday night.
So I want to see a ceasefire, and I'm starting with a major, major exchange of prisoners for a six-week period. We're going into Ramadan. It should be nothing happening, and we should build off of that ceasefire. And look, I've spoken with the majority of the Arab leaders from Saudi Arabia to Egypt to Jordan. They're all prepared to fully recognize Israel and begin to rebuild the region. That's the focus.
Israeli and U.S. hostages still being held by Hamas terrorists since the attack on October 7th. What is still unclear this Sunday, will President Biden agree to debate former President Trump ahead of the November election? Reporters asking the president this key question prior to boarding Air Force One to Philadelphia on Friday. Here's his answer.
It depends on his behavior.
And Vice President Kamala Harris weighing in on whether Biden should debate Trump.
We'll get to that at some point and we'll deal with that.
And the Oscar goes to... The Academy Awards being handed out to the biggest names in Hollywood. The stars will take to the red carpet for the 96th award ceremony in L.A. And a reminder to set your clocks ahead an hour. The time change springing forward, taking place at 2 a.m. Sunday. We fall back in November. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.